Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, picking up on Lamed Amud Beis at the bottom, the Mishnah, and we're learning it for the merit the hostages should return home, the soldiers should be successful, Israel should emerge victorious from this war. Our Mishnah, this Daf is going to go rather fast. It's really going to just go through what we lane on each day whenever we have special laning. Says the Mishnah as follows: the Pesach Korban Parshas Mo'odos Ashel Torahs Kohanim. On Pesach, we read about the parts in Torah's Kohanim. It's in Vayikra. We go through the a lot of the Yom Tovim. So on Pesach, we read from there in Vayikra. Okay. That if you want to look at it, it's Perichav Beis, Pasik Chav Vav. But Sarah is Shivas Shavuos. On Sarah's beat Shivas Shavuos. That's in Devarim. On the first day of Sukkot, we read from the Moados again in Vayikra. The rest of them we read from the Karbanos Achag, and that's found in Midbar. The Chanukah and Siyam, and Chanukah read from the Siyam in Midbar as well. Purim Vayavo Amalek, and Purim we read from Vayavo Amalek, which I gave a shiur last year on the differences between the Vayavo Amalek here and the Timcha Zechar Amalek. That we read in Parsha Zohar, and can you read one and fulfill the obligation of Parsha Zohar? Do you have to read Parsha Zohar from Devarim? So that's you can go to the shir. I gave a shir at some point on Yom Tov or on the podcast. Okay, Rosh Chodeshechem on Rosh Chodesh read on the new moons, but Mamodos Masiv Rishis, Mamodos read from Rishis, but Tanas and Fast is we read from Brachos of Klolos, blessings and the curses. Aim of Sigma Klolos, we don't interrupt the reading of the curses. Ela Achakara is cool, and one person reads all of them. On Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos of Mincha, Karm Kesidra read of the regular Torah portion. They don't have Minash Cheshbon, and the reading is not count towards the allotment of the regular week. Meaning, we have to read seven on Shabbos. We can't say, "Oh, but I already read during the week six of them." Great. Shenemar says, "Vayedaber." How do we know you have to read from the Torah portion regard that it deals with and that relates to that holiday? Because the pasuk says, "Vayedaber Moshe Tzmoadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael," and Moshe proclaimed the festivals of Hashem, the children of Israel. Mitzvasam, this obligation exists. Shiyu Koren Kol Echav Echav Bismano. You should read about the holiday on its holiday. Tanu Rabbanan Pesach Korban Shachar Modos. I'm Pesach Yitzchak Modos. Maftir Pesach Gilgal. We conclude with the story of Pesach Gilgal in Yeshua. Now we have 2 days of Yontov, Yom Kam and Pesach Gilgal. The first day we do the Haftorah from Pesach Gilgal, Umachar Pesach Yeshayahu. We read from the Pesach in Yeshayahu. Great. Ushayim was a Pesach, Melaka Karmi in Yonish Pesach. On the rest of the days, we read and select Torah, we select parts of the Torah that contain the themes of Pesach. And Mahi, what is Amarav, Papa, Mapu Simon. It comes from Mapu. Mapu is a mnemonic. Mem stands for Moshchu, which is from Shemos. Then we have, that's the Mem. The Pei is Psolacha. And the Vav is Vayedaber. Okay, that's last one's in Devarim. Great. Moving right along. Now, I suggest if you can pull out a Gemara here. You can look it up. Well, it tells on the side where all these are. Or just you can look at what we actually do in the Siddur. Okay. Yom Tovachon Shal Pesach Korin Vayi B'Shalach. From the last day, we read Vayi B'Shalach talking about the Yamsuf. Maftirin Vayedaber David. Umacha Kol B'char. Maftirin Ad Hayom. Okay. Omar Abaye. V'idinog Amud L'makrei. Now, the custom is to read. Read Moshech Torah Kadesh B'Kaspa Posel B'Mibara Shalach B'Churya. So draw forth the bull, sanctify with moon, chisel in the desert, send the firstborn. Which again is first word for the following. For the following, draw forth is, again, we just said it again, it's Moshechu, the bull is Sara Keves, sanctify is Kadesh Kobachar, with money is in Kesa Talve, and chisel is Pesolicha. In the desert is Bamidbar Sinai, and send is Vishalach. Excellent day. Let's move on the way along. Beteres Shiva Shavuos, on Shavuos, read Shiva Shavuos, Maftirim B'Chabakuk, Acherim Omrim, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, we read in the third month, Maftirim B'Markava, which is interesting because we mentioned previously, we don't do that. Okay. B'Nikatre Yom, and now we have 2 days, B'Nikatar Vai, we do both, B'Ibcha, but we do it in the opposite order. Okay. B'Chodesh HaShvi, Rosh Hashanah v'Chodesh Hashvi, Maftir Haven Yarka Li Ephraim, V'yeshomer Hashem Bekadesh Sarah, Hashem Bekadesh Fan, Maftir B'Chana. We do Haftorah from Chana Okay, Vina Dika Trayom. Now we have 2 days. Yom Kama Kiyeshom. We do the Bath. Now, if you think 1 minute, ever we have 2 days. Again, the reason we have 2 days in Rosh Hashanah, that goes back way before and earlier than we have 2 days Yom Tov in the diaspora, which is why in Israel they now have it as well. I gave a share on this on Yom Tov, so you're not going to find that on the podcast unless someone secretly recorded me. Then let me know. I'll put it on the podcast. Why not? Okay. L'malcha Relikim Nisa is Avram. Next we read God Tested Avram, which is great for the rabbi who has to give a drasha because there's so much material there. Maftirin Havan Yakar Li. Yom Kippurim Karan Acharemos. Maftirin Ki Ko Amar Ram V'Nisa. U'minchel Karan Ba'arayis. We read about relationships. Maftirin B'Yona. Okay, Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Makom Shat Motzi Guv Rosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The place you find that God is holy at the Motzi Anivas. No, so we find this humility. Darvas that costs the Torah, and it's written in the Torah. Yeshiva and Devim is repeated in prophets. Mishlush B'Ksuvim, and third time, thrice in the Ksuvim. That is, that anytime we mention how great God is, we also find how humble He is. Kiko Hashem Elokim Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, Va'adonei Ha'adonim. Hashem, your God, He is the God of heavens, the heavenly forces, and the master of masters. Okay, this is found in Devarim. Uksiv Osem Mishpa Yosef Amana. He performs justice for the orphan and the widow. This is something Ray Sachs, I've heard him more than once point this out, that we always juxtapose that God will say, you know, God cares about the heavens. He cares about the galaxies. And He's on this broad scale. God is the master of the universe. And the next pasuk it goes to, and He cares also about the orphan and the widow and on the very individual level. That was a drasha right there. I'm going to use that. He's so says the exalted, uplifted one who abides forever, whose name is holy. And afterwards it says, and I am with the contrite, the lowliest spirit. It says, extol him who rides in the heaven, heaven is heaven, with his name, God, Alamana's father of orphans and judge of widows. I once heard an interview with Rabbi Sachs. And he said the reason you have to always daven is because every time you daven, your eyes get opened up to something new. And he said, just this morning, he read this parak so many times. He read it every day. And he said he realized how profound it was. It's again a similar point. We say, Boni Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes, talking about how God rebuilds Yerushalayim, He gathers the scattering of the exile. God cares about, you know, the broad Klal Yisrael. But then we juxtapose it with Harov Vidlishruve Lev, Machavish Latvosam. He heals the brokenhearted and binds the wound. Fine by Moni Mispark Lukochavim, the Kulam Shemus Yikra. And God counts the number of the stars. God knows all the sky, the cosmos. God knows everything. And he says, it's amazing, he said, and it's true, that again, God cares about it's broad, Klal Yisrael, and it's Moni Mispark Lukochavim. God is the God of the cosmos, and yet God still cares. Harov Vidlishruve Lev, He's there to heal the brokenhearted. Okay, beautiful idea. Let's move right along. Says the Gemara Vayter. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Koren Parshas Ma'adot Shel Torah Kohana. On the first day of Sukkot, we read it from the parts of Sukkot in Vayikra. Maftir and Hini Yom Ba Hashem. We conclude with, behold, Hashem's day is coming in Zechariah. Okay. Next day, what do we read? We do the same thing. After my boy to do Haftorah with Maftir and Vayikala El Melech Shlomo. Okay, Ushar call Yemo Sachak Koran Karbon Sachak, and the rest of the days of Sukkot read from the offerings of the Chag. Every day of Sukkot there was a different carbon. In contrast to Pesach, where it was the same carbon, which is why every day of Sukkot we say Halal, whereas on Pesach we only say Chatzik Halal, which is a Minhag. Great. Yom Vachron Koran Kabachar on Shemini Atzeres read from Kabachar Mitzvahs Hukim Bachar. The precepts, statutes, and the portion of the firstborn. Maftir Vahi Kalos Shlomo read, and when Shlomo had finished, Lamacha Karin. That was my attempt at doing what we do at the Simchas Torah. Maftir and Vayomer Shlomo, and we conclude with Vayomer Shlomo. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shabbos Chol Yos B'Chol Shemoed. Shabbos happens at Chol Moed. Bein B'Pesach B'Misukas. Mikra Kriyan Re'ata. We read from Re'ata. After we conclude with Pesach at Somos Ayoshvos, the story of the dry bones of Yecheskel B'Misukas B'Yom Bo Gog when Go comes. The Chanuk with the Siyam, Chanuk read from the Siyam. Maftirim ben Neiros Zechariah. We conclude with the Neiros Zechariah. V'imakli Shtei Shabbos. If two Shabbos, that's called Shabbos Chanukah. And if two Shabbos happen in Chanukah, what do we do? Kamais ben Neiros Zechariah. Basrai Seb ben Neiros Shlomo. Okay. Last, let's finish up. V'purim v'yavah Malik. Rosh Chodashim u'bechodsh u'be'roche Chodashim. Rosh Chodesh Chodesh b'Shabbos. Maftirim v'hi midei Chodesh b'Chodesh. We conclude with special after of, and it shall come to pass that from one moon to another. This is found in Yeshayo. Chalas be'echad b'Shabbos, if it was on Sunday. Me'esel maftirin v'yomer lo yohonasin machar achodesh. Again, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Omer Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shcholos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos, Maftir Nechadoshim U'Moadechem, Sin Nashay Olai L'Torah. We clue with your new moon and your festivals, your soul hates them, they have become a bother to me. My, how you law, Torah, what does it mean they can't bother to me? I'm Rakadish Baruch Hu, Lodai Lem Yisrael She Chotrim Lefan, it's not enough that Israel sent me for me, El Shema Matirichin Osi Lieda Iza Gzeira Kasha Av Yaleim. They also bother me to the point that I have to punish them, which I don't want to do. So now they sin in front of me, but now it bothers me so much, I have to punish them. But Tisha B'Av, Gufa Mai Mafir, and I'm Tisha B'Av, what do we do have? Torah, Amarav, Eicha Haisel Zona, how will she become a Zona? Mikrei Mai, what is the Torah reading on Tisha B'Av? Tani, we start in a Brisa, Acherim Amar of Imlo Tishmu, Lee, we read, and if you do not listen to me, Rabbi Nelson Bar Yosef Amar, Adani Yatsduni Ha'amazeh, till when will this people anger me? That's found in Bamidbar. Yesh Omrim, and Masa Eda Ha'ra Ha'zos, till when will this wicked community, okay. This is talking about the spies, which we know Eda, that we learned earlier, how Eda talks to teach, we learned from the spies in Korach, a minion. Omar Bai said, what do we do? Eda Nagel, I'm looking at Kisolet Banim. Nowadays we read Kisolet Banim. Maftir and Asif Asifim, we conclude with, I will surely destroy them all, read in the tone of Eicha. Great. Ba'amod is my separation. I'm about to read from the narrative of creation. Manahani Mili, from where, how do we know this? Amar of Ami, in Moli Mamadas, because had we not had Mamadas, as in had we not had the Mamadas, what are the Mamadas again? Just a quick reminder that every day you brought the carbon tumid. In order to bring the carbon tumid, we had representatives of all tribes who would basically, they'd appoint themselves, they'd be appointed for certain days during the year and had a cycle, so every day there was a different Mamad, that they would be the representatives of the tribe. And they had certain things they did, which again, we learned time this, we'll learn about it. But they used to read, and what would they read? They read from Parshas Bereishis. And why do they read from Parshas Bereishis? Because again, the whole point, the world's only standing because of Karbanos. And this is, now we're going to quote the Gemara, which I've quoted multiple times. Shenamar, it says, Im lo brisi yom ulayla chukas hashemayim v'aretz lo simti. If not for my covenant day and night, I would not have established the statutes of heavens and earth. Okay. Diksiv, v'yom Hashem lakim b'me eda ki yarshena. And Avram says to God, how will I know that I will inherit, that my children will inherit this? So what's going on here? What does it mean? Why is Avram asking God, how do we know my children inherit it? God says you'll inherit it. Why would God question it? Why would Avram question it? So this is the actual narrative. Omra Avram l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayin l'shaloi lam, Shem echad v'shal Yisrael chotin l'fanecha. Look, God, you promised that my children will be an inheritance. But how do I know? Because I know what happens when my children sin. V'ata'usalem k'dar mabel k'dar afloga. And you will do to them like you did to the Dar Mabel during the flood and the Dar afloga during the Tower of Babel. Amalolav. So God said no, Avram. How do I know that this won't happen? How do I know that they will be able to atone for their sins and you won't destroy them? So bring me three calves, i.e., bring me sacrifices. So and we see in the because of sacrifices, so God will forgive the Jewish people and He will never destroy them. That is works all good and well, so long as it's a temple to bring sacrifices in. But nowadays, during the goals and the exile, there is no place to bring sacrifices, God. So how do I know you're not going to destroy them like you did during the Dar Flug and Dar Mabel Amalo? I taught them the Seder Karbanos. I gave them the scripture, the Torah, which has all the laws. When they learn, anytime they read about them, I'll make it as if they actually brought the Karbanos and I'll call on us and I'll forgive them for their sins. And that's how we, the Jewish people, know we have Haftacha, that we'll never be destroyed no matter what they do to us because we have the Karbanos. But time is brought to the close of Ein Mafsikim Kol. It says the Mishnah, on the fast days, we read from the blessings of persons, we don't interrupt them. Menon Emilia, how do we know this? Amar Achia Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Asi, the Amar Kra, Musar Hashem Bini Al Timaz, the abanishments of Hashem, my son, do not disdain. We see from there that we're not supposed to interrupt them. We don't want to make a bracha over punishments. And blesses God, who chose us, and then we're going to start reading about how God's going to destroy us. So in order to avoid that, we don't interrupt, and we give one person the aliyah for all the klolos, the curses. This Tanya, now, when you begin it, you read from the verse preceding the curses. Right? When you conclude, with the verse following the curses, because we don't like ending in a bad way. We don't like ending Haftorahs in a bad way. In fact, on Wednesdays, we say at the end of Shir Shalom. The question is why? So some say it's because we want to show that we're coming up to Shabbos, and Shabbos is coming, and we're so happy. and we're going to sing and say L'chon Aranana. But the answer is that's not really true because L'chon Aranana being instituted as part of our Kabbalah Shabbos came only a couple hundred years ago. And the Kshir Shayom happened 1,000 years ago. So why do we say it there? It's because we don't want to end off the parak for the Hillim in a bad way and start the day with a negative. So we say L'chon Aranana in a positive. Great. Omer Abaye, L'chon Aranana, with Torah Kahana. This whole idea that we're scared, we don't want to make brachas on Klolos, they're only the curses in Vayikra, at the end of Vayikra. A close mission Torah pasuk, but the Klolos in Devarim we do interrupt. My time, what's the reason? Halo b'lashon Rav Amar, because in Vayikra it was directed at everyone, it's in plural. Umoshe b'gvur Amar, Moshe said it in the name of a god. Halo b'lashon Yachid Amar, but the curses in Devarim are in singular. Umoshe b'atzmo Amar, and Moshe said them on his own, and Moshe said them on his own. Okay. Levi Bar Buti, Hali Kari, Kamagangim, Kamed Rav Huna Bar Arure. So Levi Bar Buti read the curses and he mumbled them in the presence of Huna Bar Lozer. Huna says to him, Akan Afshach, do as you wish. Lozer on the close with Torah Kohanim. But just know the issue was only with Torah Kohanim, although we should Torah Posek. Both in Dvarim, you're able to stop and you don't have to be mumbling them and running through them. Tan, you look to the following verse of Shem Ben Lozer Omer, Ezra Tikal Yisrael, she co-written a close with Torah because Kohanim, Kodim Atzeres. When Ezra made the calendar, he established it that we read before Atzeres, before Shavuos, the Vayikra, the part of Vayikra that has the Klalos, Umeshat Torah Kodim Rosh Hashanah, and we're gonna and it, just again the configuration is the Klalos and Devarim are gonna happen before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Bai, Vitim Rish Lakash, they should Chala Hashanah the Klalosel, so that when the year ends, it ends along with all its curses. Meaning to say, when we start a new year fresh, new, last year was last year, this year is a brand new year, and that's what it is. This makes sense according to Mishnah Torah. I understand Mishnah Torah, meaning Devarim, it's the end of the year. So it makes sense. You're able to, again, configure it that it happens before Shoshana. Ella, but Vayikra, that's happening before Shavuos. That's not the end of the year. So Ato Atzeres is what Shoshana he is. Shavuos also a beginning of the year? And it is. Atzeres is not Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah. He learned in Rosh Hashanah, except Rosh Hashanah. But Atzeres all Paris Elon. On Shavuos, the fruits of the trees are judged. Okay, so it is Rosh Hashanah. That's why we read it then. Next, Tanya. Taught in the Brice of Shimon and Elazar Omer. If the older, wiser people say you should destroy something and young people say we should build, so Sarvaltivna. We should destroy and don't build. Because when old people destroy, they're building. So Sarvanas Livnos. Their destruction is beneficial. And oftentimes when the youth wanna build, they're really demolishing. They're it's detrimental that they're doing with such haste and they don't always realize what they're stepping on. The similar davar, Rachman Shalom, the story of Rachman the son of Shalom is a good story. You read the story there and you will see how he when he first ascended the throne of Shlomo after his father died, and he conferred with the elders who told him to basically be a just king, a loving king, and the young people said, no, rule harshly, and he followed them, and the kingdom split. Tana Rabbanan, Mokom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachar, it's the place where you leave off on the morning of Shabbos, Shom Kor Mincha, then that's where you pick up at Mincha. Mincha Shom Kor B'Sheni, and Mincha you pick up on Monday, B'Sheni Shom Kor B'Chamishi, B'Chamishi Shom Kor B'Shabbos Shabbat. And Chamishi, that's what you read from the Shabbos the following week, Devar Mary, who don't know, Mokom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachar, where you leave off on the Shabbos, Shamkar Mincha Ushneva Chamishi. You read the same place at Mincha Monday and Thursday. So again, say it outside. The first opinion of Meir is on Shabbos you read, you pick up the next Parsha Mincha, then you read one Aliyah, so that means on Tuesday, you read on Monday you read the second Aliyah, on Thursday you read the third Aliyah, and Shabbos you pick up from the fourth Aliyah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no. He says, our practice is wherever you end up on Shabbos, so then you start the next Parsha Mincha Shabbos, and then Monday you still read the first Aliyah, Thursday read the first Aliyah, and then Shabbos you pick up from Aliyah number one again. Shabbos about fine. Amar of Zera, Hilcha Makom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Sham Kar Mincha B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos Haba, and that's our halach. He says that's how you pass it. The Lema Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say the Halach Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to go through the whole thing and explain it all again? Why does he repeat it all? Just say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, because some actually, it's unclear which one Rabbi Yehuda said, which Rameir said, and therefore, because it's unclear, we just spell it all out all over again. Tanu Rabbanan, Posech Ira. Someone who opens the, this is, when someone gets an Aliyah, what's the procedure? So the first opinion is, Posech Ira, he opens up, he looks where he's supposed to read, Golel, he rolls it up, Umavarach, he makes the bracha. The Chos opens up a posach and they read the Korah. He looks again where he's gonna make the bracha of a Korah and they read Divrei Meir. So again, what are you doing? you get up to the, you get your Leah, Ya'amod, Sabach Haber Mitzvah Yosef Baruch Ben Uri Chaim HaKoin. I get up there, I open it up, I see there is where I'm going to do it, you close it, Baruch Hu Hashem HaBaruch, you finish that, you open up again, you look and you begin to read. Yehuda says, no, post it in a row, you look where it is, Umvarach HaKorah, you make the Baruch without rolling it together. Now, my time to Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? Kedu'ula, according to Ula, Damar Ula, say Ma Omru, Hakor B'Torah Lo Yisai in Targuman. When a reason Torah may not assist the translator, meaning if the translator needs some help, the guy reading can't say it. They should Yomer Targum cause B'Torah, so people don't say, "Oh, look, there's a translation in the Torah." You know, art school, like, as we know, art school is translating everything these days. You know what they decided to do? They decided to make a transliterated or one of these translated Torahs itself. So that's not allowed, and therefore, although if it was allowed, we know art school would have done it already and had got the entire world to sponsor it. But that's how we know it's not allowed. But because we don't want people to have a mistake beyond the mistaken impression that there's something else written in the Torah, therefore the guy reading the Torah, the Baal Koreh, cannot translate. Hachanami Kadesh Layamar Brachas Tumah Torah. If a person opens it up and makes the bracha, people will think the brachas are written in the Torah, and we don't want that to happen. If that's true, why is Rabbi Yehuda not concerned with this? To Targum Ikilamute, because the translator, there is place for making a mistake. Brachas Lekilamute. With regard to making a bracha, people are not going to make this mistake. It's unclear why there's a difference between them. The halacha is that some people will do this. Others, if you keep it open, the halacha is to look away. Don't look inside so that if they look at you, they realize you're not reading from the Torah. Okay. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna. Halacha is post of the Ra, Mvarach HaKorah. Open it up, see it, right, make the bracha, and close it again. Vole Malach Yehuda, again, Mishom Ichbuhu, because some people invert it, and they have it the other way around. Once we're on the discussion of the proper way to lane, just a quick point. Again, there's two ways to do it. Either you open it, look at it, close it, make the bracha, or open it, and the Ramah says, look away. Now, Rabbi Salvech was of the opinion that the obligation to read the Torah, what engenders that obligation is the actual unrolling yourself. When you unroll it, that creates an obligation not to read from it. And therefore, he was very matbid that the person who was the Ola, the person getting the Leah, they should be the one to unroll it. Because sometimes you get up there and the Baal Koreh will unroll it for you, or the God will unroll it from you. If that was the case, he'd actually roll it back up, unroll it, make the bracha, and get the Leah again, because he thought it was important that the Ola is the one to unroll the Torah to his part. Great, let's move right along. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Haluchos Vabimus Eimem Mishum Kedusha. So the boards in the synagogue platforms have no sanctity. What exactly are we talking about here? It is totally unclear. The platform seemingly is, they made some sort of platform that we know in the base of Migdash, they had a platform in order to do a hakel on. The boards seemingly are something used to cover the books, to protect them. It's not totally clear what it is, but okay. Amrav Shivta, Amrav Yochanan, Hagol Sefer Torah, the person who rolls the Sefer Torah together, Tzorch Yamin al-Tafar, must make sure, and we've discussed it before, that you close it on the seams so that you have the center of the, when it's all rolled up, the center of it is a seam, therefore it doesn't rip. Or if it rips, it won't rip the scroll, but rather the seams will come apart. Amar Rav Shifta, Amar Rav Yochanan, HaGol Sefer Torah, when it rolls Sefer Torah, Gol Michutz Ve'eino Gol Mifnim, scroll from the outside and not from the inside, Ukshim Hodik, and when you tighten the scroll, Hodik Mifnim Ve'eino Hodik Michutz, tighten it from the inner roll and not from the outer roll. What does this mean? So it seems like as follows, that if you have to roll a Torah from one part to another part, so we put it on the bima and one person holds, the other person pulls. So one way to do that is like that. One way is a person can hold it on their lap. So when you hold it on your lap, when it rolls a Torah scroll, should roll the outer one should be the one pulling, where the inner one is more passive, you just hold it there. And when you tighten it, do it the reverse. Amrav Shiftai, Amrav Yochanan, Asar Shkar Torah, Tempel read the Torah, HaGodesh Bam Golo Shevet Torah, the one who is the most honorable gets Galila. We say Galila here. He's the one who should roll it. When we say Galila, we actually mean what we call Hagba. Gemara is calling Galila. We mean to say that the person who gets Hagba is a very important role. Hagol notes is Schar Kulam, because the person who gets Hagba gets the reward of all of them. Why is that? Maybe it's for what I say when in that speech for Rabbi at the dinner last year. You can look that one up. Don't Rabbi Shubin Levi, Asar Shkar Batorah, Tempel Get Torah, Hagol Sefer Torah, Kibbutz Schar Kulam. The person who rolls Sefer Torah and does Hagba gets the reward of all of them. Schar Kulam, talking about this, does he get their reward? Ela Ema, Kibbutz Schar Kenega Kulam. No, he gets equal reward to all those who are there. He doesn't steal their reward. Rabbi Shiftai, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayim Shemishdamish Baskel. Where do we know that we can use a heavenly voice if it tells you to do something, or if you're trying to figure out the course of action? Shnemar as nechad dishmeinu davar ma'achur lemar. You usually hear some matter from behind you saying. V'hani mili d'shama kol garvin masa. If you hear a male voice in town, v'kol isla baruch, or a female voice in the field, hudamar hein hein, and if only if the voice is yes, yes, hudamar lav lav. Okay, I'll tell you what happens when it's 10:40 at night and you're been fasting all day. You don't realize I just did a daf and a half. I think like I totally did not look at what page I was just learning here. I apologize. Okay, so we're gonna definitely stop over here. We're gonna close the end of the seftah. I guess on Shabbos we will pick up and do the end of this. I wish you all a wonderful day.